It's time for the Rutherford Report on 101 ESPN.
Anything you folks want to know about the fascinating world of pro hockey, here we go.
Our Blues insider from The Athletic is Jeremy Rutherford, who's with us on the Braun and Crouppen Celebrity Line. Good morning, sir. How you doing?
Oh, we're halfway there. Oh, living on a prayer.
Thank you, JR. I love that one. That's good. You're doing great.
You didn't have to spin the wheel, but you just jumped right in.
Yeah. Hey, and I can vouch for Danny. I used to go out with him a little bit on the road and couldn't get the guy to go to a club for anything.
Wow. No.
Thank you, JR. Hopefully my wife is listening.
Does that mean, JR, you were at the club?
You know, I was going to try to make the same claim, but you guys have about 200 people texting the station calling BS. So.
Hey, let's talk about last night. A three-game winning streak going into last night. Was there? Should we be disappointed by what happened last night against the team that has the best record in the league?
I think so, a little bit. And, you know, it's a great team. It really is, Colorado. But you just make mistakes that cost you. And they're doing such a great job, the Blues are, against Colorado's top line, that top line, Rantanen and McKinnon, you know, Landeskog. They're tearing up the league, and the Blues have played them great 5-on-5, but you give up two fourth-line goals to the Avs and some other mistakes throughout the game. So, hey, was the third period push fun to watch? It was great. Yeah, but you put yourself in that position. So I think they could have put themselves in a better spot last night.
JR, Mike Hoffman, two goals and an assist last night. He has five goals in his last five games. It seems like a switch has flipped with him. What are you seeing out of Mike Hoffman?
Yeah, I would say go get your number 68 Blues jersey, but you probably don't want to, right? Because after the season, he might be gone. But it's tough because this is a guy who you knew could contribute. And, you know, I think I wrote it a couple weeks ago. People have talked about it. You knew what he was when you brought him in. So, you know, I think when you get him in and you see him on an everyday basis, yeah, he's not that 200-foot player. He's not Ryan O'Reilly, but again, they knew that. And so, you know, could he have played harder? Could he produce more? That's the thing with those types of players. If you're not going to get the 200-foot game out of them, they got to score. And he wasn't scoring, you know, for a stretch. But now he sits out 3 out of 6. They put him back in the lineup. He's got a little chip on his shoulder, and he's just been great from a scoring standpoint the past couple of games, and something the Blues missed.
JR, is it fair to criticize Chief on this? Because we all knew, he knew, Berube did, what he was getting when he got Hoffman, and it seems like he expected things that Hoffman just hadn't delivered during his career so far.
Yeah, it's tough when you don't know the behind the scenes. You know, you guys talk about Mazalek and Schilt, and you know, when you bring a guy in, you know, does the coach want him as much as the general manager does? I don't know those things behind the scenes. You got to hope that Berube and Doug Armstrong were on the same page in terms of bringing Mike Hoffman in. But then maybe once he gets in, you think maybe a top six role, but then you can't really put him on a line that you're going to rely on defensively to go out there and defend the McKinnon line. So that's perhaps why he's you know, down in that third line. And so I think the power play is the biggest thing with me. I mean, we've seen what he can do with his shot. And, you know, I looked up the numbers, and he's getting three and a half minutes per game on the power play in other cities with other teams. And then he gets here, and he's playing .130, .140, second unit, so on and so forth. So I realize the Blues like that top unit. You know, it was third in the league last year. But you got to make room for Mike Hoffman on that number one unit, and I think we've seen that the past couple games.
Hey, JR, what were your thoughts on the trade deadline from the Blues perspective, not doing anything, and then what you saw league-wide?
Yeah, Danny, I think they were a little bit handcuffed. The Blues were, you had the $2 million in available salary cap space. If you move Mike Hoffman, that would have opened up a little bit more, but you kind of couldn't move Mike Hoffman because you got the injury to Robert Thomas. You know, I think they probably could have used a bigger body for the blue line. Jake Walman, he stepped in and he's done a good job, but we saw some more mistakes last night. I just really think that they could have used a big body. But, you know, the guys that went, did they make sense financially? Did they make sense with this team? I don't know. So I was okay with what they did because, you know, if you can believe that this team can beat Vegas and Colorado and that they're one upgrade away, then maybe you go for it. But I just don't think they are. And so I think Doug Armstrong probably did the right thing. And then league-wide, you know, not a lot of blockbuster deals, so many things that go into it. You have the salary cap staying flat. You have a situation where you get the Seattle expansion draft coming up. Just so many factors led to fewer names trading teams.
one of those factors, as you mentioned at the Athletic, JR, was Colton Parayko returning to action. He missed 21 games with that back injury. And it seems like since he's returned to the ice, we're seeing improvements out of him. Anytime we talk to David Perron or I listen to any players talk about Colton Parayko back out on the ice, they talk about how important he is to the team's success. So what are you seeing from the team since Colton Parayko's return?
Yeah, those David Perron interviews are great. I'm glad you guys get to hear that insight that we get on a regular basis from him. And I heard him say a couple days ago to you guys that just Colton Parayko's presence has really lifted the team. I think it has because, you know, yeah, he was hurt early on in the year and wasn't himself. But when he stepped out of the lineup, the Blues really dropped off. And so I think to have him back out there, you saw him last night climb from the third pair. He went up to the second pair. He said on the Zoom a couple days ago that he's getting more engaged. And when he can play more physical, then it's lifting his confidence. And so I think we're starting to see a better Colton Parayko here lately. And as David Perron said, it really does lift the whole team. They're playing pretty well defensively here, talking about the top four. That third pairing had a tough time.
JR, it seems like based on what we have seen with the Blues against Evan Dubnyk this year, that these next three games against Colorado, and for people that aren't aware of it, Philip Grubauer, their goalie, who's been sensational this year, tested positive for COVID. Jared Bednar, their coach, said he's going to miss at least 14 days. Seems like with Dubnyk being their guy, it's an opportunity for the Blues, at least, that might not have existed had Grubauer been between the pipes.
It really is, and it should have been last night, and that's the thing about falling down 4-1. And you got to put shots on Dubnyk. It just seems like stuff gets by him that doesn't get by a lot of guys, and they didn't do that, I didn't feel. And the biggest thing is you got to finish. Like, if you're going to play this team even, pretty even, 5-on-5, Colorado's going to capitalize on their grade A chances, and if you don't, you're going to be down because you're going to be down 1-0, 2-1, and then they're going to put a power play goal in, and then it's suddenly 4-1. You had a couple situations last night where you had Bozak and Schwartz, extra pass. You had a situation, Scandella and Sanford, extra pass. And I asked Craig Berube point blank after the game, you know, if they put that in, we're not even talking about the extra pass. But since they didn't, what do you think, coach? And he said, I want the shot. They have to put shots on net. They didn't finish their chances last night, grade A chances. They had just as many as Colorado. And that's when you find yourself chasing the game in the third period.
JR, you always bring great stuff. Thanks so much for the time. We do appreciate it.
Yep.
And this is what they want me to sing tomorrow.
I can't wait. I'll be listening.
All right. JR, have a great one, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks, guys.
See you. That's Jeremy Rutherford on 101 ESPN.